QR code or something that was on there that would go to even the UACD's website. I mean, everybody's, whether they're driving or the passenger, they're holding their phone in their hand. So you scan a QR code of a little sign you got somewhere that could bring some interest or exposure to the drill, the tree program, those kind of things that could build revenue for the district and get some exposure out there to.
Present the award at the school, at their assembly, or at one of their, whatever that they're, any other assembly program, kickoff supper, I don't know if they hold those here or not, but anything that they're doing to show the award from the district to, kind of like the poster contest, right?
We get some of that through our scholarship because somebody goes down and awards that scholarship.
It's all right, we'll table that. I think we're into overtime already and we've got four more things to cover.
That's fine, yeah, I just wanted to mention it.
Tyrell, you got something burning in your?
I don't have a lot burning, but just quickly, we, last 2 days, got all of our pre-approvals done for this year's program stuff. Well, just between the two counties, I think we're about close to 30 new applications that we've got approved. Between EQIP, CSP programs, so.
How many?
I don't know the exact number, it's between 25 and 30 at the moment. And I think we'll pick up another 3 to 5 in the next couple of weeks as they scrounge up spare change for other teams that aren't spending it and stuff, so. So all of our planners, they're jamming on new contracts right now, meeting producers, working on that stuff. And I expect that our next meeting, we'll have a few of those contracts I'll bring in here for you guys to review. Other than that, we're just busy with that, busy with certifications for some things. But on that note, quite a few of those contracts include cover crops and some of those kind of things with the RPP program this year. There's quite a few that have cover crops. I don't know if that's some of them, maybe they're just going to use their standard drill. There may be some of them, well, there are some of them that have included no-till as part of their application and things, so they'll be looking for a no-till drill.
And you'll pitch that to them?
Yeah, so we'll pitch that and share that info that you guys have the drill.
Jesse's got the information.
You can pass that on and get the point of contact, so. So yeah, we'll help spread the word as much as we can with folks on new contracts and existing stuff as well. But really, that's all that I've got.
Okay. Do we need to approve Sarah funds for these business meetings? And then we need to do a closed meeting on Ardle and closed meeting on the scholarships too.
That can be open.
Is that open? Okay. Now let's do the scholarships.
Just ready to go. Do we need a motion to do the
Sarah funds?
And that's for these upcoming ones, right?
Yeah. For the drought meeting and the May 14th meeting.
Yeah, we can add that in that financial if you wanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Colby,
did you make
motion?
The motion yet? Okay. You said we're more than the first one, right?
All right, it's approved.
Get it out.
Okay.
Did I miss something?
We had 4 scholarships. Taylee Thatcher from Scipio. Emily Stevens from Fillmore. Do you know who Taylee's folks are?
Robert and Misty.
Robert and Misty Thatcher. This is Emily Stevens is Ryan and Michelle Stevens. James Ralphs.
Natalie and Jesse
Ralphs. She's the school nurse.
Yeah. He's a sunrise engineer.
And then Almond Butterfield from Holden. I've got these if you guys want to look.
I read them.
I read them.
They were all of that.
There's one well-written letter in there. There's one.
Might have been a little AI in it, or just.
No, there's one well-written letter, and that was in Emily's, but it was from Shelley.
Oh.
Yes.
It was probably AI.
Yeah, thoughts on them? Hard to sort through four of them. There's one that didn't seem too closely tied to agriculture. I think the Ralph's kid.
Yeah, he kind of tied in his grandpa's stuff. He may not have much to do with.
Yeah, and he may do some bioengineering or something. Didn't sound like he's got a strong pull toward agriculture. Was one take I had on it. I know I've seen Emily Stevens. I've seen her at a lot of FFA things. She's been real active in FFA and things.
I know Taylor has too. She's really been proactive in that stuff.
The Butterfield kid sounded like he's one working on a farm. That's what it sounded like to me.
I think they're in that co-op deal. Whatever
they are.
Right? Is that the
Lucas and
Lucas and Ben and that deal?
But I think he helps quite a bit.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I don't really know him.
They all seem to have good grades and
yeah.
Seem to be active in things, well rounded. I couldn't come up with a deciding factor on them.
How much money do we put on there? 1,000?
$750.
$750?
Yeah. And that mostly comes out of our interest off our CD, I think.
Once every so many years, the ladies' auxiliary gives us, it seems like it's been a while since they've.
Yeah, I think we get $1,000 every 3 years, and so we do two of them for $750 on that.
Yeah.
We did that a couple of years ago. We're probably coming up next year, would be my guess. I thought we get them every 3 years.
I thought so too, but it just seems like it's been a long time.
That's the way it is, getting money.
At least we had some applicants this year, last year.
Yeah.
Down to the wire, and then one finally.
One right at the last minute, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, there might have been a better push on it. Better advertising.
Yes, I think that was the ticket.
Yeah, I'm really not sure on that. I only know the one kid.
Yeah, that's why I know Taylor, and I know it would be a benefit to her and her family as far as that. Just the money end of it goes.
Yeah.
But you could probably put them in a hat and draw names as far as their applications go.
I thought they were all good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
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 I don't think that the one kid's going to go into agriculture.
No.
No.
I would pull that one just because of that.
Yeah.
Do you want to pray about it and come back, or what do you think?
Oh, you tell me.
We have our time in the warden.
Any, meeny, miny, mo. Drop your finger on
that. Do you want me to write a number on each one, and you guys pick a number between one?
Yeah, like really, I don't know.
I haven't got any other way to come up with it.
Yeah, I thought it was all.
They all seem very.
I can say the one just because I know the family, and I know it'd be a benefit.
If
I would vote that way, but I mean they're in ag and they do it, and it would be a benefit to have that money. But
we ran into this at the GUEB meeting as well. Right? They had three that they really liked, like they couldn't, but really none of them stand out in front of one another. So they, and I've got to get with Jace to see if there's. Any way we can, maybe you know better than I do, as far as moving money within the budget, like if you had some extra in one line item?
Not for three?
We've
done that before for two.
Okay. And maybe you want to do it.
But I'm not the treasurer, you.
I don't even know what the rules are.
And that's, again, not to complicate it, we just don't want to just give it to the one, but.
I think you gotta shoot from the hip and pick one.
Yeah.
What's the one on top, Lynette?
You could put their names in a hat.
Do that. Write the names in a hat and draw it.
And it'll be Kayla's fault when we can draw.
I gave a suggestion and it was turned down.
Well, we prayed before we came.
Here, I got a piece of paper.
Everybody's ready to pray.
What are the names?
Well, you've already got it done. Alan.
You got a dart, we could throw it on the wall.
Emily and Taylee. For me, and then you can take
yes,
them.
I do.
This is how they do it in, you know, the higher ups. They just draw names, right?
To whoever gets what positions.
Okay, I folded. I wrote and I folded.
I don't know how to read.
Drawn, so.
No, I'm hatting.
You don't
want to, Colby. Who won?
Who's the big winner?
Emily.
Oh, put it back in.
Yeah. Hold on, we gotta redo that.
That's not the one I was shooting for.
I gave a lot of money to their family.
Did I get 6 7/8?
Yeah, you did.
Rip the tag off your hat.
No, we're good.
Let me gather those other ones up before you read them and see I put her name in 3 times.
Yeah, did you do that? Or you put that in your pocket.
Okay, so that, and then we've got the ARDL application. So, do our closed meeting?
Yeah. Somebody moved to go into closed.
I'll make a motion to go into closed meeting now.
I will second it.
Okay. That reminded
all
me of
all favors say aye. Aye.
Good cowboy poetry story about the shopping trip.
Thank you.
Okay.
ARDL application?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going back to go into the closed meeting.